The FLW Championship recently concluded, and a guy by the name of Brent Ayler took home $500,000. Brent, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Brent Ayler. You know, number one, everybody knows you've won the Strand Championship and, you know, have fished professionally for several years, but winning the FLW Championship has to really cap everything off for you.
You know, it really does. For me, I just wanted to make it to the championship. That was my ultimate goal starting out in the year. And just to make it there and just do well, that's all I even cared about. I never even thought about the possibilities of even winning the tournament. I just wanted to make it there. Even in the tournament, I didn't even think about winning. I just wanted to do well, just, you know, act like I didn't just barely squeak in and didn't deserve to be there. I just wanted to kind of make a showing and never even imagine this would happen.
Well, the showing was indeed a good one. And you know, you found some fish on a section of bank that you know, a lot of other people probably hit, and you had a special bait that was made by NetBait, and the story's a good one there, no question about that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, the bait that I ended up, you know, catching my big stringer on the last day was something I didn't even practice with. The first time I saw that worm was Tuesday night, the day before the tournament started, and a guy gave me one pack. It was Jeff Walker. He works at Marks Outdoors. He gave me one pack of these worms and said, hey, this is this new color. He'd been talking to me, telling me about this new color they're coming out with, and, you know, thought I should try it. But, you know, I didn't try it in practice. I'm not going to try it in the tournament. Well, the first day, I did not use it. The second day, I was, you know, getting all my tackle together, and I go, you know, I'm just going to try this worm. I'll start off with it. You know, they bite better in the morning. Maybe I'll just try it in the morning just to see what happens. And I caught a couple fish on it. Well, I catch one about 3 pounds on that one. I go, well, you know, they kind of like it. So I stuck with it. I used it all that day on the second day of the tournament, and I caught, you know, most of my fish on it. So I called Jeff that night and said, hey, man, I don't care what you do, but you have to get me some of those baits. I mean, Jeff just had a baby about a week or two ago, and I go, man, I don't care what you have to do. You have to sell your kid, whatever, just get me more of those baits. So he got me 3 more packs and drove over and met me while I was doing my tackle and gave me some more of them. So I was real fortunate to have those.
Yeah, that's an exclusive color to Marks right now. I'm sure it'll be spread out across the country. It's called Bama Bass, I think, is a color, and it's kind of a June bug combination there. And it looks like in concert with a Lucky Craft bait, you did pretty well.
Yeah, what I ended up doing was, you know, I actually didn't catch that many on the crankbait in practice. I mean, I probably caught a total of about 5 on the 1.5, and it was mainly in the morning. But I didn't really have a bait to cover water and, you know, search bait during the day. It was mainly a topwater thing in the morning, which I was, you know, throwing a G-Splash and a gunfish. But then it's just, man, when that sun hits the water, they're done. So I just happened to, you know, throw this RC 1.5, and I ended up catching a few fish. And what I'd do is I'd fish the docks real thorough with the worm, and then there'd be a stretch of anywhere from 50 to 100 yards to the next dock, and I would just pick that up and make 10 casts and then start fishing the worm again. And sure enough, every once in a while, I'd pluck one here and there.
Yeah, we always call those the dumb fish, you know, the fish in between. You know, you say, hey, I hope I can catch one of those dummies that's out here in the middle.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
sounds like that paid almost $500,000 to you catching a few dumb ones.
It did. It just, you know, gave me the confidence just to keep the bait in the water instead of just running, and it, you know, did catch some crucial fish for me.
Well, it's all about casts. You know, if you think about it, the more casts you make in a given day, the better your opportunities are most times, and it sounds to me like you were very efficient in your day.
Yeah, that's true, and even it was funny with the RC 1.5. I mean, I actually caught more other types of fish than I did bass on it. I mean, I caught several drum. I snagged a catfish in the back. I mean, all kinds of weird stuff on it. But, you know, every once in a while it was a bass. So, you know, keep it in the water, keeping it wet, constantly moving, making more casts. I mean, like you said, you get a couple of dumb ones, and that's all you need.
We've got a thing here at Bass Fan. We believe you guys are not really winners of an event, but you earn that opportunity to take that big check home, and to hold that cardboard check, as many of the pros talk about, is very, very important to you. When you look at this thing now, what does this do the rest of your career? You got $500,000. You get to take that check to the bank. Now, what does that do for you?
For me, the money is a great thing. I think it's just a bonus. For me, just having the opportunity to win a tournament of this magnitude is what I really like. For years to come, I'll feel like I have to prove myself out there. There's never going to be a moment where I feel like I've already done it. And it's going to be a constant battle just to make me feel like I belong there, and it's going to continue to do that. I think that this, I'm hoping, gives me a little more confidence going into next year. I think that, you know, after winning something like this, it will, but at the same time, knowing my personality and my attitude, I think that I can go out there and feel like I really do need to prove myself still. So, you know, a win like this, I'm hoping will help, but I don't know yet. We'll find out next year at the first tournament.
Well, there's very few numbers of people that can hold and hang their hat on the fact that they won the FLW championship, which is critical. And, I mean, nobody can take that away from you. But has it really sunk in with you yet that you're the champion for this year?
You know, it has not. It's kind of funny. I don't really know if it ever will. I think that, you know, people keep saying the world champion, you know, man, you're the world champion now. Well, you know, I'm not the world champion. I am just fortunate to have done well in a big tournament. You know, I'm just so happy that this won. And who knows, maybe a month or two from now I'll realize what happened. But right now, you know, I just feel very fortunate. I just, you know, shocked and fortunate, and just everything came together. It was just my time, and having my family there and to do well in the tournament, it was just something that you could never duplicate. It just all came together at once.
Well, I got to tell you, you're about $500,000 short on your payout, because next year it's $1 million if you're a Ranger owner, and I know you're one of those.
Yes. You know what's funny is when I won the EverStart Championship 2 years ago, I got a boat and money, and then some Ranger money, and I think I came away with like $75,000 after it was all said and done. And the very next year, the payout went up to $150,000. For first place for the EverStart Championship. And then I actually, coming into this tournament, I thought I was kind of laughing myself. I go, that'd be funny if I won this one, knowing that the very next year the money's going to double. And sure enough, you know, that's the way it goes. But the one good thing about that is that my roommate on the circuit, Gabe Bolivar, when I won the next year, he lost the EverStart Championship by one ounce. And so I told him, I go, hey, just next year, don't lose by an ounce, man. You're going to win, you know, $1 million. So hopefully that'll happen.
Yeah, that's neat, because a lot of guys don't think about having people out there with them, you know, that they travel with and do those kind of things. Now, the West Coasters have done pretty well. You know, George Cochran, of course, won last year the FLW Championship, but the year right before that, Spokane, Washington angler Luke Clausen won it.
That's true, and you know, it's you know, guys talk about the West here and there and the West Coasters, that kind of stuff, but you know what? We've really done well. You know, we've had a lot of big tournaments, you know, that have won. We've done real well just in the points. I mean, Gabe Bolivar was Rookie of the Year this last year. Cliff Perch was who I fished against, and he was in 7th or 9th place or something in the points. I know that Michael Bennett was up there. Ish Monroe made the cut. Obviously, Dean Rojas, I don't really consider him a Western guy anymore. You know, he's full-time back east. But there's a lot of good fishermen that have come out, you know, that have really made a place for themselves. You know, I think that we breed pretty good fishermen out here.
Well, there's no question about it. Breed big fish, too. You know, if you go to Clear Lake or the Delta or somewhere like that, you can catch them as well. But, you know, now you've got the FLW series coming along, and that's got to be a boon to what the California guys and the West Coast people feel about bass fishing, because I think they've always kind of felt maybe like they were left out a little bit. Not anymore.
Yeah, it's a huge craze out here right now. People are going crazy about, you know, this new circuit coming out, and I think it's really going to be a great turnout. They're going to have some really good tournaments, and you know, a lot of people are going to have a great time. We've never had four tournaments in a season of this magnitude, you know, that are going to air on Fox Sports and do the payouts as they have them. These, you know, most of the Western guys are used to finishing in 50th place and not even getting a check. Well, if they finish in 50th in these, they're getting 10 grand. A lot of these tournaments out here, you're lucky if you make 10 grand if you finish in the top 10. The biggest circuit out here, I felt, before the Strand Series was the EverStart. And, I mean, I finished second place in an EverStart, and the payout was huge, and I made, I think, like 9 grand for second place. And now you have something like this magnitude, and what's second place going to be, 20 or 30? I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, this is above and beyond anything that a Western guy could imagine coming to their little lake. So it's pretty amazing they came out. I think it's a great idea. I think it's really going to go over well, and I can't wait to see how it turns out.
Well, no question about it, a great pro, and I also need to mention that the Elite Series is going to be in California as well, so there's going to be a lot of visibility for California waters upcoming. And, Brent, thanks for being with us. I want to see the faces at the people at the bank when you take that check-in, so take some pictures, will you?
I can't wait. It should be a lot of fun.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.